What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 238 of the Cheesy Controller Podcast. I'm your host with a bunch of technical issues. I apologize in advance for the first 20 minutes of this episode. Things were broken in many different ways in the video and the audio, so that's always fun. Anton LaPlatte. Joining me, as always, we have the Mecha Stardew Valley, Chris Montalbano.
You're still going to have a good time.
Yeah, it's still a great episode. We got the Ray Trace Durag, Madrid Devon.
I Falcon punched fucking Titan in his block ass head, and it was fantastic.
And we got the most degenerate squid in the sea, Jalen Roberts.
Meggy Dolon.
We got a jam packed episode for you guys this week. We're going to be talking about Major Nelson leaving Xbox, Shin Megami Tensei 5 on the Nintendo Switch. I put JJK. We talked about the state of anime fighting games. And we're going to talk about some of our backlog games that are looming over us like dark clouds in this crazy year of gaming.
Wow.
Look, I'm close to beating SMT5. I'm in the last open world area to unlock the last dungeon. So I'm about 60 to 75% of the way through the game. I got about 5-6 boss fights left.
Where you kind of go into, like, is it like a pyramid type situation? I'm trying to think of where I was to try and see where you are in relation. Like,
what
I just
kind of,
I don't remember my level. I haven't played in a while. But I just kind of, it was a little bit after you beat Tyrese. Actually, it was probably a little further than that. Like, you go through kind of like the city. Like, you're in the city where, like, the war and shit's popping off. Does this sound familiar?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bethel's trying to get you to do some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, you're about halfway through the game. You're trying to get into the Demon King's castle.
I think that's what it is. There's a lot of those, like, giant kind of tiger monsters down there. Like, the fat tiger looking monster. It has a snake tail.
Yep, I know exactly where you are. Okay, so you're in, okay, yeah. Yeah.
That's the halfway point?
That's about halfway.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, I'm just thinking about some of the shit that I had to do, like fighting the samurai nigga and his girl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like, man, that fight was tough. That shit was fun.
See, you're at the point where it's like you're playing real SMT at this point. It's like you have access to proper buffs and deep team-wide buffs and debuffs, deep elevates. You can start summoning. Heck, I picked up Alice for that fight and Black Draco Strike. I was swinging on him.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
Yeah. My team is kind of sick. I went back and started crafting some of the other demons, like some of the bosses. Mm-hmm. Like, I have the Hydra. I got Alice for sure. I was working on some of the other ones, like some of the easier ones to get, like the recipe demons.
Yep. Good old reverse compendium summoning, just, you know, seeing what you need.
So it's been treating you good, though?
I've been on a roll. Like, actually, heck, once I beat him, every boss after him has started falling like paper.
Damn.
Another skill check. It's just skill check after skill check.
Right, and then also, like, it's really just, are you keeping up with your levels? Are you keeping up with your levels? Like,
yeah.
That's really it. And it's like,
Can your team keep up? Are you able to swap other demons in and out?
Oh, I have to do that.
Oh.
I have a buffer. I have, literally, once I got Idun, it was over. Because her special skill, Golden Apple, is not only a heal, which if you combine it with Bowl of Hygiene, it will allow you to get a higher max HP, but it's a full level one suite of buffs. So I'm talking attack, defense, and accuracy. It's just,
I think she was the last one that I started working on.
Mm-hmm.
But I said, fuck it, let me just go ahead and progress the story.
Yeah, I'm at the point where I don't actually need her anymore, because once you get to the final open area, they give you a level 60 demon. They're like, yeah, here's one that's level 60 that has, like, most of her same kit, but also she has Megiddo, so.
Oh, Okay.
It's like, yo. Ooh. Oh, girl got an almighty move.
Yeah. I'm kind of missing my demons.
Oh, yeah. It's like, SMT is hitting. Like, once you get going, because, like, as long as you're making sure you're getting your levels, as long as you're within, like, 5 levels of the boss, they're not that hard. You got a buffer, you got a debuffer. Heck, I had one demon who's Matagushi or whatever the fuck the red bar is.
Yeah.
It's a full suite of debuffs. Just a full suite of debuffs. And I'm just like, use that turn one, full suite of debuffs.
Not gonna lie, having access to all like your different types of demons full bar.
Yeah, that's why you do side quests. You gotta get them talismans.
Yeah.
Because every talisman you get allows you to access the Matagushi skill of their type. And they got some... Heck, Alice has Fragigal. Like, just straight up. Also, when you hit about level 46, you can fuse Yoshishume. Do it. That motherfucker is dumb.
I already have him. Wait, what do you mean? I've been using him for the longest. As soon as I was able to craft him, I crafted him.
Right. Eight hit physical that always crits. That shit is dumb.
He is a critical monster.
The way
I fuse for him,
mm-hmm.
like I'm making the most ergonomic builds.
Shit, I just have a bunch of passives on the motherfucker. Like all I need is Impaler's Animus now, which gives him piercing, so it ignores resistance. And I need that one that drops regular damage, but increase crit damage. Because all he does is crit. And I need that final, like, almighty strength move. And really, I just need passives and my build's almost done. But I could probably have that game done in another week.
I think I'm like 40 hours in. Honestly, I'm like 40 plus hours in both of those games.
Heck, I'm about 48 hours in SMT.
48?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, I could finish if I go for. I'm going for the true neutral ending, so that's gonna tack on a whole bunch of extra hours because I have to do the super boss to get that ending, and. That's what's going to take me a while. Because I need to be in the 90s for that shit.
Ooh, shit.
Right. Right.
What level are you now?
Mid, like, 53.
That's nasty work.
It feels good, though. Yeah, I'm getting something more important than trophies. The game is just fun. Like... I'm saying this right now. I expect
to see
something about it at Tokyo Game Show. I'm saying it right now.
Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Like, yeah. If it comes to console, I'm definitely going to get it, and I'll play it again. I'll do my physical build this time.
Having so much fun with a physical build. Like
physical build seems fun, but like I'm doing the magic speed. So it's just like I got crazy accuracy and evasion, and just like I'm casting pretty much every type of spell.
See, with 5, strength builds are so much better because you have access to Draco Strikes, so you have access to those elemental weaknesses and extra press turns. So it's just like, ooh, just charge, Black Draco Strike, charge. But then also, like, I have that physical almighty move, so I'm just like, almighty damage. Good old mighty damage.
I definitely have almighty damage.
Almighty damage hits.
I mean, you can't resist it. Mm-hmm. You can't resist it. You got to take that damage straight.
Mm-hmm.
I will say.
Take that D.
Right. I will. Speaking of almighty damage, I did fuck up and die because I accidentally started a boss fight with a level 70 dragon that immediately killed me with a Megiddo. I was like, what the fuck? Why are you dropping a Megiddolon on me? turn one.
True.
But it's fine.
Hmm. Oh yeah. I read manga now. No, I finally caught up in JJK.
Oh, y'all want to do just did JJK a fucking spoilers? Awesome. Y'all want to do just a quick spoiler? Let's just get into it.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. Fine.
That's fair. All right.
Look, they throw in hands. That's all you need to know.
I am ready for tomorrow. I am so ready for tomorrow. Oh, I got to know how this shit goes.
I can't wait for you to experience that. The JJK Sunday. What the boys.
Boys. I'm finally there. I also started watching Chainsaw, because that's kind of how I got into JJK and then started reading it. So
watching Chainsaw Man is a fucking good time.
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen to amazing. The internet. They're stupid.
Fuck the internet.
The internet's just wrong.
Right. It's fine.
They're like, they're doing too much cinematography.
I was saying the opposite. I was like,
what?
Fujimoto has such an eye for cinematography that sometimes the anime just don't do that, but it's still really good.
Mm-hmm. It has to do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that shit's good. That shit had me like crying. Just honestly. It was sitting on my desk for like the past, like when did it come in? Like last week? It's just been chilling on my desk, just like I just like the decoration there. But yeah, like Fujimoto's style is so
it's unique. Been cool.
Yeah, watch that, finish the anime, and then go back, pick up the manga, like, from the jump. You might as well, right? Just
might as well.
It's only 136, yeah. It's not like it's 100, like 200.
You can read through the entirety of Chainsaw Man in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, part one.
Especially this is with you fucking one. Around. Part one, you can knock it out today if you want to.
I mean... I did get to the point where I was like, I am tired. I feel motivated. I am tired of being behind in JJK. The Culling games are going the fuck off. Let me just read. And I was just like knocking out 30 chapters. And
sounds about
like
right.
Shibuya was kind of all over the place. But with like keeping up with the different fights and like switching back and forth, like the Culling games was like, all right, this round of this colony. And it's Yuji versus a lawyer. Mm-hmm. This is Megumi versus a shady, sleazy man.
Yep.
He gives me salesman vibes with his receipts and shit. This nigga was fighting with receipts. And it was like the coolest shit ever. It's like, yeah, I bought a bunch of knives. This is a car. Like, what?
Who's the superhero happened? Guy? I fucking love him.
the comic?
Yes.
The guy who's noted to be able to go toe to toe with Gojo because it's funny.
Yep.
Peak. Oh man, Hikari's curse technique?
Bro.
Bruh. Just that entire fight. That fight.
Right.
And then the whole entire thing is Maki.
Just those rounds. Oh man.
That's the thing about JJK. Even though they got all these special abilities, they got this intricate curse system, they just be throwing hands half the damn time.
Because they run out and they're just like.
About the JJK arena fighter that's coming?
There is an arena fighter. We're back. Nature is healing. We're starting to get crappy anime games again. Like,
we've been getting... What are you talking about? We've been getting crappy anime games. That's the fucking problem. This one looks like it's going to be trash. It's the same team that did One's Justice. So it's going to suck.
Yeah.
And they had the audacity to make it 2v2 like I want it. I'm so pissed. I was like, damn, JJK really needs like a 2D anime fighter. But then I was like, wait, actually, what if they just make it like Tekken? But you have a curse technique layered on top of that. That would be kind of hard.
I'm just going to say this. The hardest JJK game we could have ever gotten would have been a JJK arena fighter made by the Ninja Council team. Like, got them off of Naruto and let them do JJK with all them cinematic shit. Like,
see, honestly... That's the
thing. The Storm Team, not Ninja Council. The Storm Team.
Yeah.
Like CyberConnect 2? Yeah, that's what I thought would happen. Like, all right. That's probably the likelihood that we're going to get this
Slayer,
one.
Because we're at the point that they're...
It's already out. Who cares?
There's going to be another Demon Slayer game.
They could just add more DLC on top of that one.
They probably shouldn't do that. Because it's already convoluted.
Is it good? No, it's not. Okay.
I mean, it's...
The game's...
serviceable. I mean, it
fine.
I mean, when's the last time a good anime game has come out?
Best is fine.
Yeah, like
the One Piece Odyssey.
Yeah, is One Piece Odyssey.
Yeah, it's actually good.
And I mean,
this is a JRPG. Naruto, it's like, all right,
connections.
I get that these are battle shonen, right? But they don't have to necessarily be a fucking fighting game. Let alone an arena fighter every fucking time. Yeah. You can make different types of games. Now, they did do that, that basically Musou Black Clover game, which I've never seen anybody talk about ever.
Yeah.
I'm glad they did it.
I mean, there's
something different.
Musou games.
Oh, One Piece got every type of game under the sun. It's fine. It's an exception. It's like up there with the Dragon Ball Z of like... Dragon Ball Z is... That is the game that like Arena Fighter makes the most sense, right? And they have tons of those, but they also have shit like a Dead by Daylight.
Yep.
That nobody fucking asked for!
While we're sitting here just twiddling our thumbs waiting for the next gen version of Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah. Look, that's not going to happen because Arc Systems already said they don't like having multiple fighters at the same time because they compete with each other.
Well, they announced it. Yeah, they announced
That's something that's coming.
Yes,
I know, and it's going. Yeah, and how long ago have they announced it?
It was like
they're just working on it. That's all.
They said it was coming this year.
So we'll get an announcement at Evo this year that, hey, Dragon Ball FighterZ.
It'll be next year.
Like, at best, we'll get an announcement for a beta, maybe,
that'd be cool.
If we're lucky.
Kuma's waiting in the shadows, like...
Yeah.
Last and hidden. Yeah. Shit, I'll go
like,
back
I'm saying work. This right now. We're not going to see anything about a next... We're not going to see the next-gen Dragon Ball come out until they're really... Until we're in a nice in-between state with Guilty Gear.
Because
they don't like their games competing.
No. What? They just put out a Dungeon Fighter character.
Right.
They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
They're not DNF.
Oh, yeah, I think... Jayla
they're not
is
DNF.
Like, DNF is not Arxis.
That's not DNF. That's not DNF.
Whatever. It's all the same shit.
I mean, Street Fighter's just out there.
They're two different teams, whatever. It's all the same fucking shit. They don't care.
Oh, no, DNF is Arxis. Never mind.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's just a different... It's Team Red, Team Blue.
But why'd it take them so fucking long?
They don't care. It's fine.
No, it's because Guilty Gear came out and they wanted all the attention on Guilty Gear.
They also
they were working on making that netcode not shit.
Coming out.
Wait, what?
Grand Blue Reverses? Like the new next gen rollback, actually good version of Grand Blue Fantasy Versus?
Oh. Yeah, that is also a thing.
Yeah, I just.
They're just working on a bunch of shit right now. But they're like, yeah, let's use Guilty Gear to make sure to get our net code as good as possible, since that's the game that most people are on right now.
Yeah.
And it
makes sense. Oh. Is it that?
And once they get it, once they get it serviceable.
When Bedman came out, the game legitimately didn't work online when Bedman came out.
God damn.
Like, it was bad. Like, Guilty Gear is in, like, a semi-decent state now.
Mm-hmm.
But there'd be long...
Just that Shadow Money Wizard game.
Right. Right. But it's like, Guilty Gear don't be working half the damn time.
Yeah, apparently Guilty Gear is in a really bad state right now, but, I mean, there's a whole Street Fighter keeping the 2D fighting game community, like, satiated.
I mean, shit, Guilty Gear had, what, the second highest turnout at EVO? I mean, granted, all that shit pales in comparison to Street Fighter with its 7K people signed up. That's just...
Did everything just crash? Hey, stream and internet, am I still live? Yeah, Discord just died, maybe? What's up, everybody? This entire stream... Oh, yep, here we go. Discord died. Discord really died. Juan, what's up, chat? Y'all are going to have to convince me that my internet did not break.
Did my internet okay.
Break? Oh, I'm back. Okay.
Here we go.
I was talking to chat, I guess, and the recording.
The recording still going?
OBS and Discord hate me today because between it, for whatever reason, because I haven't used OBS since the last time we recorded. And it was on the three-person layout, and I was like, okay, I fixed that. And then apparently it just wasn't reading my mic for a while, and then Discord was just like, how about screw you? So it's a lot of fun, you know.
You're just having a great time. Technology.
We're gonna have to leave this all in at this point because there's no way to even.
I'm just saying this. When it comes to Evo, I hope everyone who entered is ready to be stuck in pools for the entire week.
Mm-hmm. They need to be stuck in showers for the entire week. You feel me? They need to be shipped in soap. They need to be goddamn hitting it with the washcloth and deodorant. Honestly, together.
Honestly, if you drown in pools, they should just throw you in the pool. But also,
this is gonna make it wet and funky.
Nah, because then they gotta go home.
Because once it starts to dry up, no. Do you think they're gonna go home and change? They're just gonna let that shit evaporate and get more worser. I had to say it like that because that's how bad it's gonna be.
It is.
Reduce sweat.
Hank, it's not gonna be, and it's also gonna be bad because you're gonna have all them Rasheed, them new like. 2 day old Rasheed's running around.
Because they're letting Rasheed.
Because they're letting Rasheed in.
They're letting Rasheed beat down. That's crazy.
Like, all right.
I brought up the Evo numbers while everything was broken. Nice. Evo 2023 will see 9,182 unique players across the event's 8 main titles. That's an 81.8% increase from Evo 2022. All right, so looking at the numbers, the 8 games are Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate that has 449 people. That's not too bad. Melty Blood Type Lumia, which has 554 people. It'll be King of Fighters 15 with 666 people.
Nice.
Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, 1,346.
That many people play that game?
I would like to see that.
It's the last Marvel game. It's the last, like, okay. It's the last Marvel game that had staying power. Because Infinite did not have staying power.
Right.
True.
Not at all.
So then we got Tekken 7 with 1,580 people.
Yeah.
We got Guilty
Gear. They're ready for Tekken 8.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
It's going to boom with Tekken 8. If Street Fighter is anything to go by, but
but also let's not pretend that part of the reason why Street Fighter's what?
I don't let him get it.
Part. Go for it.
I'm saying part of the reason why Street Fighter's numbers are so high is the fact that Capcom has a real prize pool.
That's the whole reason.
Like just straight up, yeah. Like,
Money does top.
Part.
Like, some people come to compete, but everyone wants that paper. That's a lot of money Capcom's talking about.
Yeah.
The other percentage is because it's a great game. And, you know, that says a lot because it's a lot of fucking money on the line.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Let's get some more of this. Hopefully next Evo, the other companies are like, you know what?
I didn't even get the top two numbers. So
oh, yeah, go for it.
Guilty Gear Strive has 2,481 entrants. And then Street Fighter VI has 7,061 entrants. Right.
It just...
It's like, yeah, you can kind of see a curve.
Yeah.
Right. It's seven. That's, I think... Hold on. Let me do some math. Because that might be more than every other game combined.
That's
so we got 7061 minus 2481 minus 1.
And it's all over a prize money, right? It's like that's the only reason why there's that many people on this game more than all the rest.
The main reason.
I mean, it's good. I mean, it's a good game, obviously. But, I mean, to make it that like that big of a differential, yeah.
Okay, so Street Fighter has more players than Guilty Gear, Tekken, Marvel, Dragon Ball FighterZ, King of Fighters. So the 2 through 6 slot, Street Fighter has more players than all of those slots combined.
Damn, those are some names.
Right. So, like we said, they're going to have to... they have... like, a lot more stats. If you go to evo.gg, you can look at the full article. They have a lot of stats of, like, the most entered game in every territory is Street Fighter VI. But then when you look at the second most and third most entered games, there's a lot of, like, the fact that in Spain, Melty Blood is the third most entered game. Huh. So they got some interesting stats like that.
Cool. Yeah, because like a lot of different places have like specific communities.
And yeah, like King of Fighters.
It's just interesting to see. Oh, like,
yeah.
South and Central America.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm surprised that that's actually not on the list for anywhere on second or third. Let's see. Nope. Oh, no. Mexico, King of Fighters 15 is the second most entered game behind Street Fighter.
Yep. Yeah.
And Chile is the third most entered game. And South Korea is the third most entered game. So...
all my friends are here. Yeah. No, this is dope. Evo's going to be piped up. This is one of those, like, you might have thought about going to Evo just to, like, you know, go to check it out for the culture. But that is way too many people.
That is too many people. That's too many smells.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fight sticks.
A lot of clacking.
Shit, I kind of want a snack box if I'm being 100.
Snack box? A smack box?
Snack box.
Snack box. Well, little fight stick, all buttons.
Oh.
All buttons. Used to call they're the not hitbox hitboxes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're a make your own. Take a D-pad from a keyboard.
Nah. I think I'm just gonna get some art commissioned of like Storm and Major Kusanagi making out for my snack box. Some shit like that.
Let me see. You know,
something
finish.
Real cultured.
That's a snack box for real.
Right.
That's a whole meal kit.
You get me. You get me.
That's a shark coochie board.
I had the next story ready to go, and then
you just got to go with it.
Always have
full tilt. So, yep. Speaking of full tilt or going full tilt, you typically go full tilt on Xbox, and Xbox, after 20 years, is losing Major Nelson. So, in the doc, I linked to the tweet thread. It's three tweets of Larry Herb saying that he's leaving Xbox.
Old man Xbox.
Right?
Hmm?
He's like one of the... He's the pre-Phil Spencer face of Xbox.
Yep.
And, I mean, while they leaned into him kind of less and less over time, apparently he's staying in the podcasting space, so I'll just read the tweets. After 20 incredible years, I have decided to take a step back and work on the next chapter of my career. As I take a moment and think about all we have done together, I want to thank the millions of gamers around the world who have included me as part of their lives. Also, thanks to the Xbox team members for trusting me and having a direct dialogue with our customers. The future is bright for Xbox, and as a gamer, I am excited to see the evolution. Thank and I'll see you online. I think it meant to say thanks, Larry Herb. P.S. The official Xbox podcast will be taking a hiatus this summer and will come back in a new format. So? It's like scrolling through the responses to the tweets is a lot of people being really supportive and like sharing stories about Major Nelson over the years. And I mean,
that's something you always love to see, you know, people like, you know, giving others their flowers. And, you know, sometimes it's always time to move on. You can finally start doing kind of other things too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure Xbox is not in, you know, the most enthusiastic state.
Shit, what do you talk about it? This, with the way things are going, they're going to be Sony's most important third-party developer. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, once again, like, we're going to talk about the Xbox acquisition, and immediately, first thing in the morning, it's going to be out of date. But, because it was like,
yeah, never mind.
The FTC wasn't granted their injunction, but then they went and they appealed it, and so right now Xbox is dealing with the CMA again in the UK, and this is right after they like technically won over the FTC, but now the FTC is like using their power to appeal it, but apparently the FTC is looking bad and incompetent because it's like they're not really actively, like, they keep losing all these cases.
Yeah.
Especially,
it's not just that they're losing the cases, but they're making the wrong... They're making an argument... The type of argument they're making is not their fucking job. Like, they're supposed to be protecting consumers.
Right.
Their entire case is showing... Like, first things first, this is antitrust. Whole fucking sale.
Yep.
This is antitrust. But it's like... And this hurts the consumer. But the problem with the FTC is that they're so... They got the fucking Sony brain rot in their minds that they're constantly making the argument for Sony, not the consumer.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's... Who gives a fuck about Sony?
You're right. Sony's out there gobbling up... I mean, not as big as Activision, but they're doing the same thing on a, like...
Yeah, but
they're doing a fair amount of gobbling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a lot of gobbles.
I mean,
and none of that's good for us as a consumer. All of this is bad.
Corporate consolidation,
right? And also, you have to remember is that 80% of all games made before 2010 is not available.
Yep.
Unless you're doing full ROM piracy, like emulation specifically, like.
Mm-hmm.
what the fuck?
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, technically there exists with the ESRB and like with the PEGI ratings board, like with the different ratings boards, every game that is published, they have to have multiple copies for a game to like be available. So while there are examples of games that are completely like servers have gone offline and they were online based games, like I'm sure there are tons of MMOs throughout the years.
No, like straight up, the museum that handles games preservation released an article like this weekend before we recorded, talking about the fact that like 80% of all games made before 2010 is just straight up unavailable to consumers.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah, but it being unavailable to consumers, like that's something that can be fixed because, especially before digital distribution, like pre-2010, every single game that has, so pretty much every game since the original Mortal Kombat when the ESRB was created to like start rating and regulating games, especially in North America, but then in Europe also the PEGI ratings board does the same thing, and then I think it's the CERO ratings board in Japan, all mm-hmm. of those games, they physically have a copy of every single game published and released because through retail, which pre-2010 is where I guarantee you more than 80%, like pre-2010, the most you were buying digitally.
I can't get a new copy of Sonic Battle. Huh? I can't get Barbie off GBA.
Right, but
I mean, you can go to your local retro store.
The issue with that starts to come down to licensing, I believe.
Yeah, and
like some of those titles, and especially like that era specifically, had a lot of those more licensed games. So those waters do get murkier, which makes sense. But there's definitely a lot of shit that should be available and playable for sure, right.
with
no type of like red tape or weird logistics associated with it. So they can definitely do better with that, or you know. Yo ho ho! I'm gonna be king of the pirates.
Oh, shit! If you want to have an active part in games preservation, I mean, just get your hat.
Yeah, you're just Nico Robin. You're an archivist. Basically, you have forbidden knowledge, and Nintendo wants to take you down. That's all it is. That's her entire character arc.
Oh my god. Nico Robin's just a game pie. God damn.
All right. Whoa. So I've completely lost the thread of where we were even at. So
we're talking about the FTC.
Oh, yeah. And
the whole Microsoft thing.
I mean,
do you think this is actually going to go through?
Yes.
Unless they finally make a... If they actually go and make an argument for the consumer and do their fucking jobs properly,
I mean,
the FTC has never really been good at that.
No, nobody's.
They have failed at that every single time. Like
Xbox has been out here making so many consumer. They're like, oh, we're not on enough cloud platforms. We're going to be on every cloud platform. Oh,
you. They pull up with a contract, like sign it.
There's a competition with our cloud platform to other ones. How about if you get it on our cloud platform, we just give it to you for free on every cloud platform? Like, Xbox is really out here. The concessions they're making, they're like, you want it on Switch? We'll put it on Switch. Fuck it. They're like, PlayStation, hell yeah, next 10 years. We can't guarantee
it. Nintendo's like, just keep us out of this, man. Right. We don't care anymore.
So Xbox is seemingly just trying to be so pro consumer that
They're trying to be we're in last place. We're like out of the big
city. Yeah, they're like
a lot of that.
Quote unquote us. Like all of this.
Like look, Sony was laughing about us. They were unbothered in these emails. Y'all remember that? This is a non-factor.
Confusing the fuck out of Todd. They're like, why are our games exclusive? And
we just pay for everything.
Yeah, he, you could
Todd was confused as fuck.
Hold up. So they're out here signing these 10-year deals. They could have signed a 10-year deal for fucking Starfield. They could have signed a 10-year deal.
But I'm sorry, Todd. You ain't Call of Duty. Like, remember, it came out like
that. That's very true.
There's a million PS5s out there that only play Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not more.
Yeah. When I look at
people, they also play 2K.
Yeah.
Or Madden.
Yeah.
Or Madden as well.
Gran Turismo, that's a big one for PlayStation.
Well, Gran Turismo isn't even in. I will go. This is from PS3 onward.
Gran Turismo's not a normie game, though.
There are people who like solely play Gran Turismo.
They're weirdos, though.
Yeah, they are weirdos. They got the setup and everything.
Their setups. They also play a bit of Forza, like the ones with the full setups. They could easily swap over to Forza.
Okay, so I'm going to read you guys the top most played games on by trophy data on PSN profiles.
Okay, throw it at me.
Does Fortnite have trophies?
Huh?
Yeah.
Does Fortnite have trophies?
Yes, but not for the Battle Royale. They're only for Save the World. So Fortnite is not in the top 20. Oh,
it doesn't count then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my rationale.
Okay. So, number one, on PlayStation 4, Grand Theft Auto 5.
Of course.
Okay. Number two, on PlayStation 3, of the most played PlayStation games.
Grand Theft Auto 5?
No. Actually not. It's Call of Duty Black Ops 1 on the PS3. It's the second highest played PlayStation game of all time. Number three, on the PlayStation 4, The Playroom.
That's the most played.
Because it was pre-installed on every single PS4.
Yeah, I guess. That's fair. What's the second one? Do they have number two?
Call of Duty Black Ops on PS3.
I think you said PS4.
No.
Number two.
No, I'm going just. This is just from PS3, Vita, PS4, PS5. Okay.
So these are just the most trophies. In general,
the games that are owned by the most people.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now we're on the same page. That's my fault.
Okay, so the number one game on PlayStation owned by players is GTA 5 on PS4. Then number two is Call of Duty Black Ops on PS3. The Playroom on PS4, then GTA 5 on PS3. Then Call of Duty Black Ops 3 on PS4. Then Call of Duty Black Ops 2 on PS3. Then Rocket League on PS4. I guess technically the second free-to-play game, because the Playroom's technically free-to-play. But GTA...
But it wasn't free-to-play back then when it was first.
Well, I mean, this is like
all time. It was by the PlayStation to play.
This is like all yeah, time it was. Numbers. So
okay, yeah.
This includes... pre and post free to play. This was Rocket League.
Free on PlayStation Plus at one point.
Right. Well, at launch, it was free on PlayStation Plus, then it wasn't free, and then it came out on
free to play. That was once Epic bought it.
Yeah. But this counts all those numbers of just people who've played it, people who own it.
That's fair.
Okay, then is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, the original one, on PS3.
Hell yeah.
Then it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 on PS3. Then it's Grand Theft Auto 4 on PS3. Then it's The Last of Us Remastered on PS4. So that's the first one that is a Sony game. Out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So the top 10 most owned PlayStation games in general are not Sony first party games. They are, 5 of them are Call of Duty games. And the rest are Grand Theft Auto and Rocket League and the Playroom.
PlayStation knows why they had to try to stop the Zaku.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. Gaming's just in a really static place right now.
I mean, it's because, well, if you look at it, well, you know, a lot of the big investments are going into live service games. Sony's making a push to live service. Like, live service is bringing in dumb amounts of money.
I don't know. Gaming's falling off. If we're being completely honest, like gaming's falling off. Games just aren't good anymore. Fad.
Late stage capitalism at its
finest. They're just not fun.
But it's just
They're not. They don't really hit.
Trash.
Like
Final Fantasy.
Everything's just been kind of mid. Oh, I haven't heard of those games.
Right. It's not like we were playing talk about SMT earlier this very podcast. I don't know.
The hell was that?
An SMT.
I'm talking about Call of Duty.
We're talking about in the
of the
Battlefield
gamer.
Yeah,
That's all I play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit.
Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, gaming's been stagnant. We need the next.
I played
the next Grand Theft Auto
because of the show.
You know, Red Dead didn't last.
I thought it was just the show. For being honest. I didn't know it was all that game shit associated with it, too.
That's the 11th. It's like 10 out of 11 gamers.
I'm just saying. But yeah, late stage capitalism, like, that's what's happening. Like, you know, in a profit-focused business, you want to develop the stuff that makes a whole bunch of money. Combine that with the fact that gaming's development budgets are, I'm just going to say it, over bloated, or just bloated to high hells. And they're bloated for the same reason why movie studios' budgets are bloated. It's easier to steal a million out of $100/$200 million budget than it is just wholesale.
It sounds a lot like military spending.
You know, if you never.
I mean, if it works,
it's gonna be looking at this top list to see like if there's even a single 2K in the top 100.
Ooh, HBCU tuition. I mean, tuition in general, but it's,
I mean, heck,
you honestly can argue that it's pretty.
But that's also another reason why we're seeing a bunch of live service games. It's because these budgets are so inflated.
Mm-hmm.
Before you make, like, for example, Last of Us 2, what was that, $225
million? God damn.
That means you would need to sell 6 million copies just to make your development cost back?
And how many copies did The Last of Us Part 2 sell?
Not 6 million.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like, I know it sold a couple of million, but I doubt it hit 6.
10 million.
No. Oh, okay. Million? I stand corrected.
Okay, then.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, look at them. Look at them.
Look at them.
Once they remaster it, it's
right.
For the
but that's
PS5.
Just development cost.
Matt, remaster broke on PC.
The advertising cost.
Well,
the marketing budget they have.
Part 2 is only technically on PS4 right now. Like, you can play it backwards compatible on PS5.
Yeah.
And it kind of.
Oh, there's no PS5 version?
No, there's no PS5 or PC version of Part 2.
Well, yeah, they need to fix Part 1 before they dash it on PC.
Yep.
Has anybody tried Part 1 on PC?
Recently? No. It was not. It was a fucking dumpster fire.
It's not even the dumpster fire. For me, it's just like, look, I played The Last of Us Part 1 already. I don't need to run that back. I don't need to run that back.
No, you didn't. You played The Last of Us or The Last of Us Remastered.
My bad.
You did not play The Last of Us Part 1. You're telling lies. You're a fibber.
Did you watch the HBO show?
No. You know, the HBO show inspired The Last of Us Part 1.
Right.
But not the remastered, though.
Not the remastered of the PS3 game.
Now we're going to get The Last of Us show game.
Oh my god.
It's a licensed video.
Last of Us the show, the game.
Oh, now featuring Pedro Pascal.
Right. Dante from the Devil May Cry series.
Oh shit.
Yo, Dante would be broken in The Last of Us world.
Yeah. Yeah,
he'd be fucking cracked. Imagine if he was Ellie's mentor.
bro.
I am the storm that is approaching. But yeah, so while we're talking about Devil May Cry, Final Fantasy 16, I'm almost there. I think I can be done in the next week. I feel like I'm probably going to be...
You beat Titan?
After the last episode. Yeah, after the last episode, I beat Titan. So I think that's as far as I've gotten since then.
I got to look at my
You're doing beast. Way better than I am.
Yeah.
Hey, you just caught up on JJK. You can only take in so much trauma at once, you know? Lord forbid if you're watching The Bear right now, too.
I can't. I haven't. I'm looking for homes, but my head can't go there.
Oh,
gotta be in a positive.
One of those episodes almost gave me a panic attack.
Is it worse than episode 7 of season 1? Because damn.
And another made me cry. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. For different reasons.
Oh, fair enough.
Different / similar reasons.
Ooh.
It was very chaotic.
Okay. I'm not ready.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm looking at the trophies. The trauma of 16.
He did just have a therapy session. That's right.
Okay, that's where you're at.
Yeah.
All right, so what was the date of last week's recording? It was the 8th. So looking back...
Yes.
So on the 8th, and these would have been at night, I got... Oh, so I had just beaten Bahamut last week. And so since then, I've gotten Shiva and I beat Odin. I actually beat Odin at like 2 a.m. this morning.
Nice.
So now it's just really on to like the final arc and then the epilogue. So I got a lot of side quests left because I have the list up of like the hunt board and just all the extra things that I'll need to do in 16 because I'm going for the platinum. At this point, like I have 50% of the trophies.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, and that's actually more than half because I only have one silver. The rest are bronze out of the... So I have 34 trophies out of 50. So that's like more than half, but these are... 33 of them are bronze.
It's just the weight silver. Of it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's dope.
That's cool.
Yeah, you'll be a lot further along once you like finish it, and then at that point it's just going through.
The rarest one is going to be completing the game on Final Fantasy mode, and in Final Fantasy mode, I'll have to get the Master Class one of upgrading all feats and abilities to their maximum. But everything else, I think I can do in this first playthrough. I'm pretty sure I can do in this first playthrough. I'm even going to go and do the arcade thing probably later today where I can defeat a boss without taking damage. So,
I see.
Yeah, I'll just go do the arcade mode for the first boss, and considering I'm OP as shit.
It's really just the moves that carry over, because you'll be back to what, like level 12 fucking basic equipment. Okay.
Well, I mean, I have...
So it's more of a... It's like a skill... It's like a skill and then a skill thing. So having the right skills equipped and then being able to use them.
Yeah.
It's an ability and an ability thing.
Right.
But yeah, I have abilities that are just like broken at this point. So I'm just going to go in there and decimate.
But is you going to get hit, though?
No, because I've gotten close to doing it with bosses where I'm at in this story. And I'm like, if I'm going back to this dude...
Shit, you might fuck around and do it before you even get around to doing it.
Yeah.
Does, like, any boss count, or is it just, like, icons?
The ones that say boss that have, like, a health bar in the top right.
Okay, cool.
And icons don't count. So, like, for a lot of these combat things, so the silver trophy I have is over 50,000, and it's deal 50,000 damage to an enemy while it's staggered. And then in parentheses, it says, excluding battles in the Hall of Virtue, and while fully primed is Ifrit. So.
Oh. Okay, yeah, because I guess the amount of damage you deal is
right.
scaled Special all the way up for Ifrit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna loop back around to the platinum. I just haven't been gaming a whole lot lately. It's crazy.
Just been any time I get to put into 16, I've been putting it in because I know it's like the platinum's not gonna be hard. Like Naraka Blade Point came out free to play on PS5. I'm like,
I still need to try that.
Yeah, I'm like, I want to try that. Dead Cells got a free PS5 upgrade, and all the DLC you have for the PS4 one comes with you to the PS5 one. So I got that downloaded. What else did I download recently?
I need that PS5 upgrade just to feel it.
Right. Oh, I hope they go hard with the haptics. I haven't gotten to try it out yet, but that's like Dead Cells with the particle.
You got me kind of excited. Because this is actually just my second playthrough. I never finished it on Switch, but now I kind of know how to play the game like a lot better early on, so I can really just like getting my flask, picking up like the different weapons that I might want to use.
Castlevania DLC, though.
I'm going to check and see if they have like the full DLC pack. Because I know they had it, like, kind of split.
They have the three parts. So, like, the Bad Seed, the three other expansions they have is a three-pack that's, like, $12. And then they have the Castlevania one, which I don't know how much it is because I own it.
I can wait. I'm not in a rush for any of those because anytime I am gaming right now, it's 16.
Yeah,
talking to Jalen does have me wanting to play SMT5 again.
Just a good old fashioned straight build.
Hey.
About to get that nice true neutral ending.
So I got multiple things calling me for when I platinum 16 because it's. Like,
I know. There's so many OG games right. Everybody making that gaming stagnant argument. Like, what you're doing this for engagement?
Well, I mean, first things first, let's not...
You either only play FPS, or you're doing this for engagement.
Yeah,
either way,
let's be real here.
Go fuck yourself.
The internet has monetized stupid. It's not like you can't just not interact with stupid. If someone says something stupid enough, that will be the topic of discussion for a week.
Right, because it gets reactions. The internet is bullshit.
Yeah.
I love it, but I also... We created a monster.
We didn't. We're not the one monetizing that shit.
Right.
That's true.
We're monetizing high-quality
we're not monetizing.
Capitalism fucked content. Everything.
Yeah, really.
Right. We're monetizing.
Yeah, it did.
Right. We have, like, actual passion for the stuff we talk about. We talk about stuff we like.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Like Final Fantasy 16. Fucking game of the year.
Is it? It's the official?
Yeah.
What else has come out? Oh.
Zelda. You taking it over Zelda?
Yeah, I'm taking over Zelda.
Did Ragnarok come out this year?
No, that was last year. That competed with Elden Ring, but Elden Ring won out on that.
Yeah.
As it should
have. That makes sense.
And I want to go... That's the thing. I want to go back and finish Zelda. Jedi Survivor was this year. I want to, like...
Check that out.
I played like 30 minutes of that game and I'm like, I'm going to come back to this. And then it's been months.
And then never came back.
It's still installed and it's a huge file. So
like, that's how I feel about Dead Space. I'm like, I played one solid session of it and I was like, okay. And then never came back.
Yeah.
It was good, but I'm just like, maybe I'm just not right in the right headspace, but...
16 has been
hit. I just beat Resident Evil 4.
Nice. How was that? I know you weren't the biggest Resident Evil 4 person.
Yeah, I jumped over 4 in the back when it came out and went to 5 because I didn't have a GameCube and then it came to PlayStation. I was 4.
Then they put it on everything.
Yeah, everything. Four was really, really good. I don't know any of the changes that they made to it. I couldn't tell you, but I see why it's as popular as it is.
I miss the banter from it, though. They used to
between him and Ashley? Yeah.
No, not even Ashley. Like, literally, the villains somehow got on, had Leon on speed dial and would call him and start talking shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I do remember it was like a. It was a little quirkier.
Yeah.
Now really things are a little more serious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about, that's what made 4 so great in the first place, is 4 was the Resident Evil that really sat down and went like, look, I know what we're doing is stupid. This entire franchise is stupid. We can have fun with it.
Yeah. That's why, like,
I appreciate that.
Honestly, I hooked up my PlayStation 2 and I was like having an inkling to play The Sims 1. And I remember how weird the fucking Sims was back in the day compared to now, where it's just like, you're building, rebuilding life exactly, and it's not, it's boring, because you're just living in a city or living where you want to be, but it's not like, there's nothing weird about it anymore. There's no aliens, there's no, like, crazy-ass technology that turned things into, like, sheep and shit, and, like...
There's probably just DLC for it that you had to pay for.
That's all the fun
that's stripped out into DLC. I am not doing that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely not.
They started doing that shit.
You're not a real simmer.
Sims peaked at 3.
Yeah, whole that was top tier Sims, and then
play with that shit like Barbie dolls.
It was fun.
How hype?
We're gonna learn how to mod
Sims 5.
I gotta see.
I mean, there's really little.
I think the Sims 4 is honestly the Sims 4 is the like I got it. And then have played it the least out of all the Sims that I've had. Like, I used to be a really big Sims fan, and now it's either I'm an adult and capitalism is making me a pessimistic person. I'm like, I don't want to play life. I'm already dealing with it. Or
it's just capitalism. Because the thing about the Sims is you used to be able to do stupid shit with them. That was the thing about it, is you would have
a kind of poke fun at capitalism
that were not meant for real life.
Right.
Like,
yeah, like the Sims 1 for the PlayStation 2 isn't like this build a world like it was for the PC. It was kind of like you move from your mom's house and you gradually, like, each level is a different house and you got to do different tasks. And so I was like, I've never done this before because I was a child and The Sims with 1 is hard for no reason. And I was like, let me just beat it. It's been 20 years since I played this game for real. Let me try to actually beat this game and see credits for the first time. And it reminded me
also, like, you could have, like, witches and werewolves move in right next door to the fucking aliens and just let that drama play out.
It used to be fucking weird. I don't know. Yeah.
Right. And it's like, all
the I mean, it's. No, it was like 1 through 3. Yeah. Like, 2 was. 2 was really big into aliens. 3 got into werewolves and vampires and shit.
Yeah. Sims
4. And time travel.
What if we stripped every fun. Like, Sims 3 had DLC, but it's like. Sims 4 was literally, what if we stripped every fun thing about The Sims out and then sold it back to you as DLC?
It's written EA really became Star EA. Wars
DLC for The Sims. Like, you could actually have a real-ass fucking cantina.
Yeah, yep. But it's whatever. But
because The Sims 4 sucks.
Thanks, EA.
Like, that's lame.
You ruin everything.
Fucking capitalism.
I hate you.
Don't we all?
Talk y'all shit.
Shout out to the workers on strike.
Shout out to y'all motherfuckers.
Yeah, shouts out to the workers, the writers, the actors, and everybody else that's the UPS drivers, everybody else that's about to.
I think the Teamsters are about to hit strike.
Oh, the game developers?
No. Hold on. Let me just
fact check yourself really quick.
Yeah. Oh, no, the Teamsters local union, I think, is about to go. No, that's the UPS strike. That's the UPS strike. That's the name of their union. That's the UPS strike.
Okay. I'm wondering when Amazon employees are going to go on strike.
They ain't got a union to go
not
on.
Soon enough.
Well, actually,
like,
Amazon's been union busting.
Oh. Yeah.
That's like one of their organizers has been trying to get them to unionize. His name was Chris. I can't remember his last name. But like the black dude always wearing the do-rags.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, does anybody have a one more thing before we wrap?
Are you spoiling JJK or not?
I'm not all the way caught up. Peak. I've let
just read it. It's peak.
Oh.
Just
oh.
So I'm probably like a couple weeks behind.
Boo! Boo! Shame Boo. Him! Shame
I can shame you now.
Chris, you're further than Anton.
Read JJK, scrub.
GG, no re.
All right.
God, I'm so ready for this next chapter. That's it. That was my one more thing.
I'm ready for this next fucking episode.
At what time does it fucking come out? I need to get Crunchyroll now, too, because...
I come out at 11 or 12.
Noon, yeah.
Yeah, usually noon's the safe bet.
Okay.
Okay, well, remember, you can follow us all collectively around the internet, cheesycontrollerpodcast.com. You can follow me on Threads at Anton6 and 2X's. Chris, where can people find you?
Hey, y'all, check out our Discord. It's a great place to be.
Madrid, where can people find you?
SpeedwagonX on X underscore Spain on Instagram. That's better. Do that instead.
Jalen? Social media is a blight upon our world.
Agreed.
Right. Amen.
This has been an Always Good production. The video version is edited by Lana Twisted Mind. The audio version is edited by Akuma Santi. Until next time, keep it cheesy.